Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Lust Theory. This was requested, so we're gonna go ahead and do about 30 minutes of it. And if you guys like it, I'll try to continue to do it on the weekend. So, you know, we're still doing the Halloween thing, but on the weekends we kind of take a break from all that. And we also do the stuff that, like, messed up, which means I recorded it and there was some problem, so I had to re-record it. So that's what you're seeing here. This is already recorded, but I gotta re-record it because when I recorded it, it just recorded the desktop because I didn't have the right setting switched on. Which I should be okay. Yeah, I'm good now. Alright, so let's get started. Obviously, we're going to school. Now, the game's a little different. You know, there's a bunch of stories that you have to unlock, and you'll see how it goes. Sneak up on her. You slowly walk towards Ellie, making sure she doesn't notice you. Hands up! One sudden move and you're dead!
Please, don't shoot! This is a prop gun!
I said, hands up!
Okay, I'm too young to die.
What's your name?
Ellie. It's Ellie.
Okay, Ellie, slowly turn around. Hi.
Huh?
Nice to meet you, Ellie. I'm Grimm.
Well, you scared the crap out of me. But I like your style.
I like your cosplay, so I had to do it.
You do?
Yeah, it's great. Do you by any chance like the Fallout games?
Like them? I love them!
Me too, except Fallout 76. That one sucks.
Yeah, I've been meaning to play Fallout 3 and... Well, I've got 3 New Vegas and 4 now, and I haven't touched either fucking one of them, and people are probably gonna beat me over the head. Grimm, you know the story in Fallout New Vegas? Yeah, I know. I've even got a friend of mine that lives pretty close in my area, and he's played all of New Vegas. He thought New Vegas was excellent. It's like, you gotta play that game, and he's like, yeah, I will. Eventually, one day. I haven't even fucking finished Skyrim, you know it? Me too, except Fallout 76, that one sucks.
I agree, 100%.
Say, do you think I could maybe join your cosplay club?
How do you know there's a club?
Whoops. I don't. I just presumed. Is there one?
Yes. I'd love for you to join. The club will be having its first meeting in the bathroom after class.
Bathroom it is, then.
Awesome. See you there.
Yep, see ya. Okay. Everything happens the same during class. Bored, you doze off, get called in front of the blackboard, answer all the questions correctly. A few hours later, classes end. You can actually just skip that and go right to afternoon. Did you know that? You can just hit this and go all the way to the next day if you want. Talk to the teacher if you want. You can talk to her. Or we can go to the bathroom. It's the same shit. Watch out. Block. Wow, nice reflexes, bro. You like a ninja or something? Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Fortnite. What? Oh, nothing. He truly is a stereotypical high school jock. Yeah, I'm going to the party and yeah, it's gonna be lit. Wow, bro, how do you know what I was gonna ask? Long story, gotta go now. Oh, sure, bro, you leave. That was weird. Yeah. Hey!
Oh, hi. You startled me again.
Sorry about that. Will someone else be joining us?
I'm not sure. I asked a few people, but they didn't seem too interested.
Well, I guess it's just you and me then.
Yeah, seems like it.
Maybe this is my shot. I'm alone with a hot girl from school in the bathroom. Most students already left the school, so I don't believe anyone will be bothering us. If I play this correctly, this might get interesting. I like your outfit.
Really?
Yeah, it looks great.
Thanks. I put so much work into it.
Say, I didn't notice you before. You new here?
Yeah, I moved here a couple of weeks ago.
And how do you like it?
I don't know. To be completely honest, it sucks.
You suck?
Huh?
Sorry. Meant to say it sucks, not you suck. Ha ha ha. Fuck you, Bray. You always do this in front of hot girls that I don't know.
That's okay. But since you asked, yeah, I suck. And I'm told I'm pretty good at it.
Well, damn. An awkward silence fills the room. Of course, if it were Grim here, I'd say, well, damn. You know, I have to say one thing, though. I don't believe you. Sure, people tell you you're good at it, but I need to see firsthand. I need firsthand experience. I need to see what your skills are in this sucking department.
Oh my god, Brain, please. That was supposed to be an icebreaker. It sounded totally different in my head.
It worked. In an attempt to break the silence, you quickly spurt out. I'm good at sucking, too!
Oh. What?
Sorry, I just wanted to make this situation less, awkward.
You did a good job.
Hey, I have a question. Where's your prop gun?
That chemistry teacher took it.
Bitch! Why would she do that?
Something about breaking school policy. I tried to explain it's just a phone prop, but she said I can't get it back, and that she'll throw it away.
A phone prop?
Yeah, I made it myself.
Okay, still making sure we're recording, guys. Really? It looks so realistic.
Thanks. I spent like 2 weeks making it from scratch, and now it's just gonna end up in a dumpster.
Not on my watch.
Huh?
I'm gonna get it back for you.
You would do that for me?
Of course.
Wow, you're gonna be like my knight in shining armor. Without the armor, but I can make that for you. I mean, if you'd like. Wait, how are you gonna get it back?
Leave that quest to me, Shotgun Princess.
You're fun, but I highly doubt she'll give it to you.
I'll get it back.
How?
I have powers.
Powers?
Yeah, I can travel back in time.
Okay, so now you're a time-traveling knight?
Exactly.
I don't believe you, and I don't believe you'll be able to get it back. She was dead set to throw that gun away.
Damn. Oh, wanna bet?
Okay. What's the bet?
Better not ask for something pervy. After all, we just met in her mind. What would the bet be? You'll have to, do 20 sit-ups.
What? Why?
I couldn't come up with anything better.
How about I just show you my boobs?
Wow, really?
Yes. I'm about 100% sure she won't give you the gun back, so it doesn't matter what we bet.
We have a deal. Awesome.
Okay, deal.
Be right back. You leave the bathroom.
Why does he look so confident? What if he really gets it back? Shit.
Ooh. She's having second guesses now. Second thoughts, yeah. Let's see, girls' locker room. Can't go in there, it'll say, eh. Students aren't allowed inside. How will I get to the gun if I can't even get inside? Eh, let's just knock and see who opens. You knock on the door. A few moments later, the chemistry teacher exits the room and closes the door behind her.
Yes?
Hi, I just wanted to say...
What? I don't have the whole day.
...that I really enjoy the way you teach.
Huh?
Your class is my favorite. The way that you, engage the students and inspire us to learn more about chemistry, which I always fucking hated and flunked.
What do you want?
Huh? Nothing. I just wanted to let you know that I really enjoy your classes.
Oh, cut the crap. You're always daydreaming or sleeping, not listening to a word I say during class.
Shit, unfortunately I can't travel back in time 6 months to fix that.
So, what do you want?
I have a favor to ask.
What is it?
Could you maybe, by any chance, give me the prop gun you confiscated from the girl?
No.
Oh, come on.
Students aren't allowed to bring weapons to school, or anything that looks like a weapon.
I know, but can you please make an exception?
And why would I do that?
Ellie worked really hard on it.
And then she made a bad call to bring it to school.
Okay, she made a bad judgment call, but she worked on it for 2 weeks, and you'll just destroy it?
Yes. At least she'll learn a lesson. That's what school is all about. Learning lessons.
Can't you just let it slide once?
Wait. Why are you asking me for the gun back? Why doesn't Ellie ask me herself if she cares about it so much?
Because I'm trying to be a good friend, and she's kind of shy.
She doesn't seem shy.
She is.
Whatever. I'm not giving it back. Tell her that if she wants it so badly, her parents can come and pick it up.
She turns around and goes back inside, slamming the door behind her. Ugh, what a bitch. Fuck it. I'm making it my mission to fuck her up the ass. Huh, why didn't I think about it earlier? She is hot, and she's my teacher. Plus, if she's so uptight, I bet her ass is tight, too. New storyline unlocked. You can check what you need to do next by clicking on the hints button in the top right corner, the green one. You wait for the day to reset and then try again.
Yes?
Fire! Fire!
What?
Fire!
Get out of the school!
The teacher runs out of the school. Lol. You quickly go into the teacher lounge. Do not fucking yell fire. You get expelled for that. Grab the gun. Exit the lounge and quickly slide the gun across the floor. Under a locker. A few seconds later, the teacher comes back.
What the hell do you think you're doing? There's no fire.
Huh? What fire? I was so excited about the fire festival being back up.
What?
Fire Festival, the festival on Pablo Escobar's island.
What are you babbling about? Didn't you hear me shout, get out of the school, because I thought there was a fire?
Hold on a second. Is there a fire festival on Pablo Escobar's island? Yeah. Yeah, it's a real thing. Fire Festival 2. What the fuck is this? Posh.vip. The Caribbean. It's gonna be on December the 6th of 2024 at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. The first tickets are sold out. And holy moly! The highest access is like $1 million. I have never seen that many zeros on... Holy crap. I shit you not, folks. I've just looked this up. It says highest access, Fire 2 Climbing, 102205.06. That's $1,022,057.06 for one fucking... pass that lets you do everything. Whoops, I wasn't about to buy that.
That's crazy how it lets you buy that. It's like, really? It's like, add one. I almost bought $1 million ticket for a crew. Let's not do that tonight. Okay, so what the fuck is this anyway? The Fyre Festival. It's a multi-million dollar disaster. Brand new luxury music festival. Okay. It had all these influencers and shit. Attendees who had paid thousands of dollars to attend the event were stranded on an island with very little food, no water, and insufficient lodging. Wow. That's absolutely fun. That's funny as hell. So yes, they're really doing another one of these. Spend $1 million to maybe get stranded on another island. That's crazy. This game was made in 2021, I think. Maybe 2022. And they just now announced that the Fyre Festival 2 is happening in 2012. Well, it says, does it say 2024 or does it say 2023? It says, no, December 6th of 2024. So that's not going to happen to the end of next year. It's going to be a while before that crazy shit happens. They want to make sure people don't get stranded on an island. I just thought you were excited as me about the Fyre Festival. You were all like, get out of the school, fire. So I thought you were like really excited about the festival.
Ugh, fucking kids these days.
A misunderstanding, I guess.
Friendly advice. Don't run around shouting fire in the future, no matter how excited you are to share your feelings about a festival.
Noted.
Come to think of it, wasn't the first Fyre Festival a disaster?
Yeah.
Why would you be excited about the second one?
As I said, they got stranded on an island. Wow. Nice job on actually knowing about it, and because this one will be awesome.
If you say so.
Man, where are you going to get your thousands of dollars, bruh? She turns around and goes back inside, slamming the door behind her. Ha ha ha, I can't believe that worked. You go over to the locker and pick up the shotgun from under it.
Wow, I can't believe it. You got it back.
Shit. Sure did. I can't wait for my reward.
How did you pull it off?
A magician doesn't reveal his tricks.
Thank you so much. Can I get it back?
Yeah, sure. Here you go. Sorry.
Thank you. Oh my god. Now I'll need to show him my boobs.
Listen, about the bet, you don't have to do it.
Huh?
You don't have to do it, it's okay.
But...
Seriously, no need for it. We just met, and it would be wrong of me to ask you to do it.
No! A bet is a bet! Did I really just say that?
Whoops. I forget that they speak. Huh?
I'm gonna keep my word. I'll show you my boobs.
Ellie, it's not a problem. You don't have to do it.
Don't you want to see them?
Oh, Lord, here we go. Sure I do, but you don't look like you feel comfortable. You don't look like you... I mean, he's saying, but you look like you don't feel comfortable. But I was saying you don't look like you feel comfortable is what I would say. Whatever. So...
It doesn't matter how I feel about it.
Really?
We made a bet. I can't believe I'm doing this. And I'm gonna keep my word.
Damn.
I suppose that's a good reaction.
Those are the perkiest boobs I've ever seen.
Really? Huh. I don't actually mind being topless in front of him. Just the part when I was taking it off was hard.
Ellie looks towards your cock.
Wow, it looks so big through his pants. I don't think I ever saw one that big. I think I'm getting wet.
Yeah, they're perfect.
He gets to see my boobs and I only got the gun. Am I that easy? Do you have a girlfriend?
Huh? No. You a boyfriend? That should not be said like that. It's a... No, you have a boyfriend would be a better way to say that.
No. Are you asking me to be your girlfriend?
I'm
just messing with you. We just met. But then again, you already saw my boobs.
Guess I'm just that charming, ha-ha. Ha-ha.
Maybe. You're also hung.
Maybe.
Okay, you're charming. And it's so hung that my eyes keep going down. I can't help myself. I wonder what it looks like, a cock that big. I wonder how hard it actually is. Does it get even bigger?
Huh?
You're...
It's like, say, ma'am, it turns into a full-size submarine sandwich. Oh, sorry about that. It's just that your boobs...
I get it. No need to apologize. And does it get bigger?
Yeah. These pants are kind of tight. Not a lot of space, so it can't at the moment. Ellie goes over to the bathroom door, locks it, and comes back.
Let's play a game.
What game?
Chicken.
Huh?
I dare you to do something. If you chicken out, I win. If you do it, you get to ask me a dare, and so on.
Okay, I'm down. I didn't expect this. She suddenly got so naughty.
Okay, I'm going first. I dare you to take off your pants and boxers.
Well, you're not messing around. You take off your pants.
Oh my god, it's freaking huge and it isn't even all the way up.
Hey, my eyes are up here.
Huh? Sorry.
Okay, my turn. I dare you to play with your boobs.
What? Like this?
Perfect.
It's getting bigger. Okay, I dare you to stroke it, but slowly. You can't speed up.
You start stroking your cock. I dare you to... Let's see. Last time I did pinch your nipple, and then this one we'll do squeeze your boobs together, because pinch your nipple just looked funny. I dare you to squeeze your boobs together. It's a little better. These animations aren't too bad, are they? Surprisingly, Ellie immediately obeys.
I'm so horny, and his cock looks rock hard now. I dare you to stroke it harder.
And I dare you to take off your shorts.
Okay.
Ellie takes off her shorts. Whoops, how do we see the... I don't know. I can't remember what button it was. I didn't expect her to not be wearing any panties. And fuck, she has a nice pussy. Well, I mean, we can barely see.
Rub it even harder.
What is this?
He has such a beautiful cock.
Okay, here we go. You can get up close up. Oh, okay, this is neat. Alright. Okay, I get back to the game. Alright. Fine. Shit, I might come if I keep stroking so hard. I dare you to... Bend over or lift your leg on the sink? Bend over. I dare you to bend over. Ellie seductively turns around and slowly bends over.
Like this?
There we go. Look at that. It's a little bullet belt there.
His cock looks so hard, like it's gonna pop any second.
Yeah, like that. So fucking hot.
I dare you to...
Fuck, I'm gonna come. Shit. Unable to hold it in any longer, you start coming. Yep, there's that. All over the bathroom floor. Yuck.
What?
Couldn't hold it any longer. You're too hot.
But I wanted to try more things. Guess I won at least.
What?
You came, and I didn't dare you to come. You should work on that. We could play again soon, if you want.
Sure. Ellie gets dressed and exits the bathroom. She's too fucking hot and I couldn't hold it in any longer. I should work on that so that I don't come so fast next time. All I need is more experience. Sexual experience plus one. And yeah, that's actually part of the game. You guys are going to be like, what? But yeah. Alright. I need to get more sexual experience in order to play the chicken game with Ellie. Sexual experience 1 out of 5. Also, guys, you're gonna hear something move in a minute. I can't see the right side of my screen because I've got a shirt blocking it that I have hanging up on the door. There we go. That should do it. Okay, there we go. Now I can see the screen. Much better. Okay, so what's next? Afternoon. Okay, there's Megan's stories in the morning. Jessica's sitting in the living room every time I come back from school. Maybe that's the right time to talk to her next. So, let's go. That's Megan. That's not Jessica.
What?
So, looking for a job?
Apparently.
And how's it going?
Can't you see I'm busy?
Oh, we got some extra scenes with her. You're texting.
Exactly.
Hey, Mother.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I really need some peace and quiet right now.
You okay? I mean, with everything that's happened lately.
I don't want to talk about it.
Sure. It must still be too fresh for her. Don't need to talk to her right now. Well, shit. Not too many places you can go. All right, well. We need to complete the main story. Hidden event. Oh, there's some hidden events in the game. I don't know how to get them. Relive and... Hidden event 1, spying on Zoe. Oh, there's like a walkthrough or some shit. After telling the teacher, don't assume my gender, you'll enter the girls' locker room. Don't click on the offered go in choice. Wait a while, 15 to 20 seconds, and a new hidden choice will appear. What? Alternative option. Click on the top leaf on the plant behind the TV in the living room. Whoa. Oh, okay. So this has all the hidden events. It tells you how to do all the hidden events. So if you need the hints, they're there. Oh, can't talk to her right now. gonna talk to her right now. Can't talk to her right now. Fuck it. Can't talk to her right now. They lock all their doors at night. Okay. Okay, now if you answer Zoe's call, you can go into Megan's story. As you move closer to them, you overhear your sister saying,
"Are you crazy? I could never." Oh, hi.
Hey, hi. Hey, I got an idea. Maybe I should try sneaking in closer to them next time so that Zoe doesn't notice me. You look like you're talking about something important. I'll leave you alone. Bye. You turn around and leave.
Bye.
Okay. If only I could be woken up by Norwegian lesbians who feed me grapes and know how to sing. Okay, answering Zoe's call. Oh shit, now I gotta I fucked it up. Okay, answer Zoe. Alright. I only got a few seconds to do this. You slowly move closer to them, making sure that Zoe doesn't notice you.
Are you crazy? I could never tell him. Yeah, now that I think about it, you're probably right. What do you mean, probably? I could never look him in the eyes again if he found out about it. But you shouldn't worry about it too much. It's probably only your hormones acting up.
Hormones? What, is she pregnant?
Yeah, so what you're saying is, I'm not crazy? You're not crazy, but you can still get yourself checked if...
You couldn't hear the rest from all the noise in the hallway. A few moments later, Megan and Zoe enter the classroom. I didn't even know Megan had a boyfriend, and now she's pregnant? Mother's gonna kill her. No wonder she's been so secretive. I need to talk to her about this after class. Okay, guys. So now we have... Well... Is Megan pregnant? She always stays in the classroom a little after classes end. I must find out what's going on. Okay, so this is where I'm going to end it for now. Obviously, this has a lot to do. Like, there's a lot of different stories and hidden stuff and all kinds of extra shit. It's a lot. It's a lot to discover. So if you guys want more, I'll do more. But if not... We'll go into something else. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more of this or something else, depending on how much you like it. At any rate, I am out.